好開心今晚我哋又嚟到第二晚嘅講座。咁我哋個講座基督徒對猶太人嘅使命。咁如果大家咧，你有啲坐得比較邊啲嘅咧，咁睇可唔可以盡量靠喺中間咧，咁讓前嚟弟兄姊妹咧可以即係都方便入座啦，好冇 ？OK， 咁尋晚咧，我大家就去聽咗啦。尋晚有冇邊個都喺度噶 ？OK， 大部分都係尋晚都有嚟。咁尋晚我哋聽咗咧，即係當同埋 Aaron 佢哋嘅分享啦。咁其實都好大嘅鼓勵，係咪？即係我哋去睇見原來去傳福音，原來唔使即係攞住新約聖經，攞住希伯來聖經，即係我哋舊約聖經，一樣可以將福音好完整去傳出去。咁原來呢個應該係我哋今日傳福音應該係做得到嘅，因為你諗下，主耶穌同埋門徒咧，喺當時咧，佢哋拿住聖經係咩？係咯，就係希伯來聖經，即係我哋舊約聖經啫喎。但係佢哋去傳福音，係帶人去認識耶穌，咁係原來咁樣去傳到福音嘅喎。咁所以啊，同今日我哋傳福音嘅情況咧，真係好唔同，係咪？咁尋日我就聽咗好多嘅例子，點樣可以去咁樣去傳福音，亦都咧幫我哋去明白原來唔係一件簡單嘅事情。特別佢哋唔單止係傳福音嗰個嘅過程，並且佢信咗主之後，一啲我哋猶太嘅即係弟兄信咗主之後嗰個經歷，點樣去在困難裏面依然去忠心咁樣去信主咧，原來唔容易喎。咁所以咧今晚我哋嗰個題目咧就會特別講緊咧關於點樣去鼓勵咧一啲嘅猶太人咧，特別係以信主嘅猶太人，講緊點樣鼓勵呢班嘅即係弟兄。咁所以咧，我哋今晚咧繼續咧都係喺我哋呢個講座，我哋嘗試用三個 E 去代表啦，係咪？咁今晚我哋去到第二個 E 就係 encouragement 啦，點樣 encourage 我哋嘅猶太嘅弟兄？咁或者都補充翻少少啦，驚今晚唔知道會啲有冇第二啲係有冇啲係第一次嚟我哋個講座啦。咁其實今晚我哋夏立華去 host 呢個嘅即係seminar 啦。咁我哋邀請咗咧 CMJ 嘅同工嚟到我哋中間同你分享。咁CMJ 咧就 stand for 呢個 The Churches Ministry Among the Jewish People。咁佢哋一路做緊咧好多福音工作啦、教導嘅工作同埋。鼓勵猶太人信主與信徒的工作。咁before 我哋去開始之先咧，咁我都或者再次咧去介紹下兩位講員，好唔好？咁我哋今日喺我哋中間分享嘅兩位來自 CMJ 喺以色列嘅講員咧，一位係Dr. Don Stanley， 咁佢係CMJ 嘅以色列嘅總監啦，咁亦都喺澳洲物理館大學裏邊去修讀呢個猶太嘅歷史同文化嘅博士。咁另外一位講員咧係Aaron Ivy。咁Aaron 咧佢係喺耶路撒冷嘅希伯來大學裏邊咧就主修咧個名比較長嘅，我讀出嚟先嚇。主修咧呢個早期猶太人與基督徒嘅聖經傳譯嚇，咁佢係對特別對呢個聖經翻譯啊，聖經嗰個嘅解經咧係好有獨到嘅見解。咁尋晚如果大家你嚟過聽到佢嘅解釋咧，我相信都好 exciting 同埋係即係好 inspiring 係咪？即係好即係總之就好正係咪？咁今晚佢繼續都會佢哋兩位為你分享啦。咁而 Aaron 亦都係我哋夏特華研究中心嘅顧問嚟嘅，咁佢都會俾好多嘅 insight 同埋幫助我哋去喺我哋嘅機構裏邊咧。特別咧，我哋其實如果大家你有聽到我哋嘅報告咧，我哋都做緊一啲網上嘅課程，希望就係將一啲拍咗嘅教導咧去剪接，然後去推出。其中一個課程係 Aaron 佢教嘅，咁啊喺度可以賣個關子，將來有機會可以留意。OK， 咁都報告一啲嘅事項添啦。咁就係陣間咧都會有一個嘅希望有啲 RA 嘅時間啦嚇。咁啊 question and answer 嘅時間，咁就係問答。咁我哋如果陣間你或者而家咧你開始有啲問題咧，你可以舉手咧。咁我哋同工咧會派啲紙俾你，可以寫咧嗰條嘅問題。咁我哋喺嗰個教導完咗時候，會有啲時間希望佢解答得到。咁如果太過多嘅話咧，可能好抱歉，我哋會篩選一下，要揀一啲嘅問題啦。咁而今晚咧，我哋都會有啲嘅奉獻箱咧擺咗喺兩個出口嘅後邊。咁所有嘅奉獻咧，我哋都會全數咧就俾咗 CMJ 嘅即係事工嘅。咁而我哋都會傳一張嘅 email 嘅紙啦，咁如果大家係從來未俾過 email， 而你又想收到我哋日後嘅課程資料啦，或者呢啲講座嘅即係資料咧， 就請你可以寫得你的名字電郵在那個那個章節上面。咁同埋其實我哋都或者都唔鼓勵大家咧係去自己錄音啦，因為我哋咧都會自己，即係我哋都會有錄音咧，亦都會係免費咁擺翻上網俾大家聽嘅，所以大家可以唔使咁緊張去錄音，你可以專心去聽就可以噶啦。咁就同埋如果大家有啲嘅響鬧裝置啊電話咧，咁希望大家都關佢度震機，咁啊免得咧影響陣間嗰個嘅教導嗰個嘅進行。咁 OK， 咁冇其他嘅。OK， 咁或者咧，我哋開始啲先一齊做個禱告啊！係我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神，我哋咧好多謝你再次咧有機會去聽你哋自己嘅説話。主都多謝你讓到咧阿 Don 同埋阿 Aaron 佢哋同我哋嘅中間同我哋分享。主就求你都繼續保守佢哋嘅精神同埋體力，佢哋健康。亦都讓佢哋咧嘅生命都滿有你自己從你而嚟嘅力量同埋説話，就藉住佢哋兩個咧去祝福我哋喺中間能夠認識你更加深，亦都知道可以點樣咧藉住今晚信息去鼓勵猶太人，亦都讓我哋明白你自己説話。神就願意你親自嚟到中間，你都去祝福幫助我哋每一個。我哋咁將今晚嘅時間恭敬去交上俾你，求你帶領，奉靠耶穌嘅名祈求。OK， 咁啊，唔阻大家時間，將成交俾阿多德哥 Stanley。
David， 阿里加多，
阿里加多。
Peter told me that you learn Japanese. That's the only word in Japanese I know.
Come on, you're supposed to be translating, Peter.
Come on, hurry, wait.
Okay.
That's the only word in Japanese I know.
講咗阿里亞多，講咗句日文，就話Herbert係識聽日文咁，Herbert就回應咗佢。
It's wonderful to be here, and I always love being with God's people.
Very, very special.
And I want to thank the people from Hardevar, that's Herbert and Peter and Ada and Irene somewhere up the back there, being wonderful to us. And they've provided us with accommodation,
提供一個住宿俾我哋啦。
And a SIM card for our phone,
電話有埋 SIM 卡。
And this card here, what's this card?
呢張係咩卡
？Octopus.
Octopus.
Octopus. Octopus. How do you say octopus in Chinese?
八達通。
Okay, thank you. And I want to thank you all for.People prayed last night, and I'm feeling much better tonight. And
想多謝大家嗰啲為我禱告嘅，我今日好好多啦。
I was very tired last night. I was talking to Cindy here, who is Vietnamese-born Chinese.
琴晚我就好攰噶，頭先就同阿 Cindy 佢係喺越南出世嘅華僑。
And she said maybe the audience may be sleepy.
佢話就或者會眾會眼瞓喎。
No, you're a great bunch of people here. I was also talking to Julie up the back here, who is one of your disciples, Peter.
一班好好嘅人咧，又同Julie傾過偈啦。咁係我嘅門徒。
And she says that your messages always go for 2 hours.
咁佢就話到我講嘢好長氣，講兩個鐘。
And people said to me before I came not to tell jokes.
咁有人話俾我聽，我未嚟之前話俾我聽咧，唔好講笑話喎。
But you guys get all the jokes.
似乎大家都明我啲笑話喎。
So tonight, what I'd like to do is, I've got some PowerPoint slides as well to illustrate my talk.
咁今晚
，sorry, Peter.
今晚我要做嘅係我有啲 PowerPoint 同大家一齊去睇嘅。
And then I'll be handing over to Aaron for our teaching.
跟住我就會俾時間 Aaron 咧，就會有教導。
Okay, so the first thing I want to do now is review CMJ's history.
所以第一樣嘢我想同大家做嘅就係重温 CMJ 嘅歷史。
And 200 years of history with our 200th anniversary last year.
我哋有200年嘅歷史啦，咁上年我哋慶祝200週年紀念。
And CMJ began in 1809 as the London Society for the Promotion of Christianity among the Jews.
咁 CMJ 係1809年開始嘅。當時喺倫敦一個嘅羣體，佢哋就想做嘅就係喺猶太人當中去傳講基督教。
And back in those days, all the missionary societies had long names.
在那個時候，全部這些宣教組織都有一個很長的名字。
And CMJ spread throughout the world to Europe, the UK, Africa, across most of the continents.
CMJ 呢就一路傳到去歐洲啦、英國啦，而且好多嘅各大洲都有。
And CMJ's history has been in the land of Israel since the 1840s.
咁 CMJ 喺以色列咧，就喺1840年開始。
And today it's known as the Church's ministry among the Jewish people, and that's how we get the name CMJ.
今日就叫做教會喺猶太群體當中嘅事工，就係 CMJ 嘅意思。
And I want to review a few things tonight. One of those is our mission, which in English we call the three E's.
想同大家重温幾樣嘢嘅，另外一樣就係我哋嘅使命，喺英文就會用三個 E 呢個字母代替。
And the first E is for evangelism, and that's about us being co-workers with God in His purposes of bringing the Jewish people to the Jewish Messiah, Jesus.
咁第一樣就係關於傳福音啦，就係我哋與神同工啦，就係我哋要完成佢俾我哋嘅使命，將呢個福音帶翻俾猶太人，亦都幫猶太人同佢建立翻呢個關係，亦同主耶穌佢哋嘅離場啊建立翻呢個關係。
And the second E is encouraging Jewish people, especially Jewish believers.
咁第二樣就係我哋要鼓勵猶太人啦，特別係嗰啲猶太信徒。
And the third E is about educating the church about its Jewish roots.
而第三樣就係要教導教會關於佢哋嘅猶太根源。
Also, now would like to review the work of CMJ.
咁我都想同大家温一温 CMJ 所做嘅工作。
And we have Christchurch, which is the oldest Protestant church in the Middle East, consecrated or opened in 1849, and a place of continuous worship since then.
咁我哋有 Christchurch 啦。这个的基督教教会就是在中东最古旧的一个新教的教会，是自1849年到现在是未停止过聚会的。
And we have guest houses which are like Christian hotels and retreat centers. We have those in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Migdal up on the Galilee.
我们有这些旅馆，就是好像基督徒的酒店那样，或者是退休中心，在耶路撒冷、泰拉维夫和麦兜这个地方都有。
And very important are our heritage centres where we use history, like photographs and artifacts and models, for outreach amongst the Israeli people.
咁一個好重要嘅就係我哋嘅信仰傳統中心，我哋會用一啲嘅古物、一啲嘅圖片同埋一啲嘅模型，藉住咁樣去接觸到猶太人。
And Shoresh too is where you can become a disciple out on location in the land of the Bible and become a better follower of Jesus.
咁我哋亦都有呢一個嘅旅行嘅旅行團咧，我哋可以去翻耶穌嘅地方，學翻做一個嘅門徒。
And CMJ also runs two schools, the Anglican International School and Makor HaTikva, which is a school for Jewish believers.
咁CMJ 有兩間嘅學校嘅，有呢個聖公會嘅國際學校啦，同埋有呢個HaTikva。盼望根源的一個學校是給猶太人的小哥的。
You're doing a good job, Peter. And we have a Messianic bookshop. So these are the kind of places that when you come to Israel, you can come and visit and join in many of these activities.
我們都有一個猶太信徒的書室，所以這些就是當大家來到的話可以去到探訪，還有如果當中有活動你們都可以參與。
So now I'd like to let's review last night where we looked at the first E, evangelism.
就同大家温翻琴晚我哋講啦，就係第一個 E 就關於傳福音嘅。
And we reviewed evangelism as a top priority within CMJ.
咁我哋有講到CMJ 一個好擺好先嘅一個次序要做嘅嘢就係傳福音。
We looked at theological perspectives about Jewish evangelism.
我哋從神學角度去睇過向猶太人傳福音。
And my brother Aaron talked about some practical examples of evangelism.
咁 Aaron 弟兄亦都幫我哋睇過到底喺傳福音上面實際嘅一啲例子。
And Aaron also brought some excellent teaching on the kingdom of God, on the new covenant, and the olive tree metaphor.
咁 Aaron 亦都同大家睇到一啲好好嘅教導，關於天國同埋新約，仲有呢一個嘅橄欖樹呢個圖畫。
So tonight, looking ahead now, we'll be looking at the second E, which is about encouraging Jewish people.
咁我哋今晚會睇第二個 E， 就係要鼓勵猶太人。
And I'll be considering some theological aspects regarding encouragement of Jewish people.
我哋會從神學角度去睇一睇點樣鼓勵猶太人。
Some perspectives on encouragement that we work within CMJ.
咁我哋睇下 CMJ 裏邊，我哋從我哋嘅角度去睇點樣鼓勵佢哋。
And Aaron will be talking about some practical examples of encouragement that we do with the Jewish people within CMJ.
Aaron 就會同我哋睇到一啲實際嘅例子，就係我哋 CMJ 點樣鼓勵到猶太人。
And Aaron, of course, will be bringing some more excellent teaching on Jewish roots tonight.
咁當然 Aaron 亦都會俾到我哋一啲好好嘅猶太根源嘅教導。
So let's now move on to reasons for encouraging Jewish people.
咁我哋而家就去睇點解我哋要鼓勵猶太人呢？
And the first reason is because they are still special to God. They're God's first chosen, and they're not forgotten.
第一樣就係佢哋依然喺神嘅眼裏邊係好獨特嘅，同埋佢哋係第一批被揀選嘅，係冇被上帝遺忘到嘅。
And they're still loved by God, and we can learn this from Romans. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, and I'm going to read that in English, and you have it there in Chinese as well. And Paul says that as far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account, but as far as election is concerned, and that's to do with covenant, they are loved on account of the patriarchs.
咁第一樣就係佢哋依然係上帝所愛嘅，就係好似保羅喺羅馬書第十一章廿八節嗰度講到。就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就着拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。
And they're not forgotten. Paul continues to say within the same sentence in Romans 11, for God's gifts and His call are irrevocable.
同埋第二样就系佢哋并没有被上帝遗忘嘅。保罗喺罗马书第十一章廿九节，佢继续讲。因為神的恩賜和選召是沒有後悔的。
And I just want us to think about this word irrevocable. It's a very important word, and I'm going to read also from the message, which I think helps to understand it.
我們就想一想這個字是不會後悔的，是很重要的字。
From your point of view, as you hear and embrace the good news of the message,
咁從我哋嘅角度，當我哋聽到福音裏面好嘅信息
，It looks like the Jews are God's enemies，
似乎猶太人成為咗上帝嘅仇敵咯。
But looked at from the long-range perspective of God's overall purpose，
但係從一個長遠嘅角度，從神整體嘅計劃嚟睇
，They remain God's oldest friends，
佢哋都係上帝最長久嘅一個朋友。
God's gifts and God's call are under full warranty, never cancelled.
上帝的恩赐和选召是保证不会取消的。
And I think that's really, really important because throughout a lot of the church, people think that God has abandoned the Jewish people.
我想这个是非常重要的，因为在很多的教会里面，他们会想到犹太人是被神所遗弃了。
But Paul makes it clear that this is not the case at all.
但保罗很清楚地说，完全不是这样的事。
Moving on to the second reason for encouraging Jewish people.
去到第二个原因，为什么我们要鼓励犹太人？
And this is something that we realize, Aaron and I realize very much from living in Israel.
而这个就是我和 Aaron 都住在以色列的时候是见得到的。
They are continually under attack from a very hostile world.
他们依然继续在一个很有敌意的世界里面被攻击。
Many of you would be aware of a dreadful history of anti-Semitism.
我想大家都会留意到我们有一个 很悲哀的反犹主义的历史。
And I put in a quote here from the chief rabbi from the UK, Rabbi Sachs, who says, almost unbelievably, within living memory of the Holocaust,Anti-Semitism has returned to many parts of the world, Europe not least, in ways that are disturbing for the future of humanity.
咁我就引用英國一位主要嘅拉比佢所講嘅，佢話差唔多冇辦法能夠相信喺 大屠殺，還有很多人還能夠記得大屠殺這件事的時候，竟然間反猶主義是回到這個世界裏面，不單止是在歐洲，而且呢還是很很會影響人類的將來的。
And I think another point is that Israel isn't always right, but right now there is a very strong sense that Israel can do no wrong, do no right. Sorry,
I missed the last part.
Sorry, do you want me to read that again? Yeah. Say that again. The point I wanted to make is that Israel as a political nation doesn't always do things right, okay?
我想講的就是以色列他作為一個政治上的一個國家，他不是常常都做啱嘢嘅。
But you know, living in Israel now and seeing what's going on around the world, there is a very strong sense that Israel, whatever they try and do, they can't get it right.
咁我哋而家住喺以色列咧，咁我好強烈地感受得到，以色列嘗試去做咩事嘅時候咧，似乎佢哋都唔能夠做得啱。
And people are very, very concerned. People within Israel are very concerned about the hostility around the world right now. It's very, very serious.
咁以色列地嘅人咧，佢哋好關心喺世界裏邊對佢哋嘅敵意。
And we need to remember something very, very important about anti-Semitism, and that anti-Semitism is, as an attack on God's people, is actually an attack on God Himself.
咁我哋要記住，因為反猶主義其實係我哋去攻擊神嘅子民。咁換句話講，其實攻擊上帝自己。
The third reason for encouraging Jewish people，
第三個原因，我哋點解要鼓勵猶太人
？Is because God wants to redeem Jewish people back to Himself。
因為神想救贖以色列猶太人，去救贖佢哋翻歸回佢自己嗰度。
And so from last night's teaching, we learned that God, especially from Aaron, is at work among the Jewish people doing great acts of redemption and expanding the kingdom.
So from 昨晚我哋睇到啦，阿倫帶我哋睇咗，上帝係好清楚地依然喺猶太人當中工作，依然拯救緊佢哋同埋擴展緊天國。
And we are partners with God and the Gentile influence around the world.In bringing Jewish people to faith is a very well-known phenomenon.
咁我哋係同上帝同工啦。咁藉住外邦人，我哋藉住福音去帶翻猶太人翻去神嗰度咧。咁喺世界裏邊已經係一個已經能夠見到嘅現象。
And so, for the sake of the gospel, relationships with Jewish people are a must, and encouragement is a really critical factor of those relationships.
咁所以為到福音嘅緣故，我哋同猶太人建立一個關係係必須嘅，同埋我哋鼓勵去鼓勵佢哋咧，係一個好關鍵性嘅一個問題。
And the fourth reason tonight that I've included for encouraging Jewish people is because the Messianic movement is a very young movement.
第四個原因我哋要鼓勵猶太人，就係因為猶太人信主呢個嘅運動係一個好年輕嘅運動。
And the Messianic movement in Israel and around the world is vibrant and expanding, but it really is still a teenager.
咁呢一個猶太人信主嘅運動喺以色列同埋喺世界各地係好蓬勃同埋擴展緊嘅，但係其實係好年幼嘅啫。
And I just wanted to quote here from a guy called John Fieldsend, who is a Messianic leader, and I'll read this. Peter, is that okay? He says, we need to recognize that Messianic Judaism in its present phase is a new movement. If we recognize that God is doing a new thing in our day, then we Messianic Jews need to recognize the great debt we owe to those in mainline churches, that is Gentiles, without whose vision and encouragement we may not exist.
咁就想引用一位信主猶太人嘅一位嘅屬靈領袖，佢所講嘅就係咁樣。我哋需要見得到喺信主嘅猶太人呢、這個信主耶穌係尼賽亞嘅猶太教裏邊，喺而家呢個境況裏邊係一個好新嘅運動。如果我哋要見得到上帝係喺我哋當中而家呢個時刻做緊一件新嘅事， 我哋呢班信主嘅猶太人必須要承認，我哋係欠咗好多主流教會，呢、這個講緊係外邦人教會，係虧欠咗佢哋好多。如果唔係佢哋俾到我哋有呢一個嘅意象同埋好多嘅鼓勵，好可能從人嘅角度嚟講，我哋根本今日唔會存在。
So we are missing any brethren in this very young movement. Continue to need our encouragement.
所以这个这么发展得这么即这么年轻的一个运动继续需要我们去鼓励。
And they need that in a loving and patient and gentle way, not imperialistic.
那我们需要用爱用忍耐和一个很温柔的方法，不是用一种帝国主义。
Now, I just want to finish with two points about the way that we, in practice, encourage Jewish people.
咁我就最後有兩點，我哋實際點樣可以做去鼓勵猶太人嘅
？And our Heritage Centre is a very good example. And Aaron, I'd like you to talk more about this. Is about we provide employment for Jewish believers and pastoral care and discipleship and also social benefits.
我哋嘅信仰傳統中心就好重要啦。阿倫，你需要講多啲關於呢方面嘅，因為呢一個中心咧就。能夠聘請他們，能夠給到一些牧養給他們，還有一些門徒訓練，還有有一些社會的福利。
And we have a tradition within CMJ of supporting new Messianic congregations, and so for example we will help them with establishing their own property, and we provide places for them to worship, and we encourage the leaders.
我們有這個傳統，就是去鼓勵那些新興起的信主的猶太人的群體，我們會幫助他們去找一個地方聚會，或者提供地方給他們聚會。
And as more and more as the believers movement is growing in Israel, we find more and more young children needing education, and so we're involved in raising up Messianic education within Israel.
咁呢一個信主猶太人呢個活動越嚟越興旺嘅時候咧，我哋就發現佢哋有好多呢啲嘅需要啦。咁所以我哋需要去教導呢啲信主猶太人佢哋嘅細路哥。
And my final point about encouragement is one of my visions is to increase the support base of CMJ around the world。
咁最後一點，我哋想講嘅點樣鼓勵猶太人呢，就係喺世界各地嘅 CMJ 嘅分會咧，需要增加佢哋嘅支持。
And new CMJ partners around the world means greater levels of encouragement for the Jewish people。
如果喺世界各地多啲 CMJ 嘅分會咧，即係話我哋有更大嘅一個潛能可以去鼓勵佢哋。
And currently we have CMJ partners in England, in the USA, in Ireland, in South Africa and Australia.
而家我哋喺 CMJ 喺英國、喺美國、愛爾蘭、喺南非同埋澳洲都有分會。
And so we're looking, you know, we're looking for another partner through CMJ Hong Kong, and that's one of the reasons why we're here, working with Peter and the team.
咁我哋就希望喺香港都能夠成立 CMJ 嘅分會咧，就因為咁嘅緣故，我哋嚟呢度同Peter 同佢嘅隊工一齊工作。
And so encouragement from around the world.Means prayer and support for the Jewish people, and it also means that you could come and visit Israel and stay in our guest houses. We have a volunteer program so that if you were wishing to come and work with us, that could be arranged. There are application forms, and if you want to find out more about CMJ Israel, one of the easiest ways is to type CMJ Israel in Google or talk to Peter.And then you will get a very good feel for the ways that you can engage with us in the land and be an encouragement to the Jewish people.
咁世界各地嘅分會，佢哋去鼓勵猶太人咧，可以做嘅就係去為佢哋禱告啦，去探訪CMJ 喺以色列嘅總會啦，同埋可以嚟到我哋嗰度做義工嘅，或者你住喺我哋嘅旅館裏邊。咁如果你係想做義工嘅話咧，咁可以有好多活動你可以參與嘅。咁最簡單就係上網你揾CMJ 以色列呢一個嘅網站，喺嗰度就有呢啲嘅呢啲 form 你可以下載啦，或者你走嚟揾 Peter 問下有啲咩可以參與都得嘅。
What was that joke, Peter?
My name is a joke.
Your name is a joke. Okay. So I'd like now to hand over to my good brother Aaron here, who I'm going to sit down over here and enjoy his teaching tonight, because I think he's a wonderful teacher. So thank you very much, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of a foundation and a review for tonight.
我現在將時間交給 Aaron， 我就會坐過那邊去享受 Aaron 很豐富的教導，只是想跟大家做了這個重溫，我們有幾點，還有去再看一些基礎的東西。
If you remember from yesterday, last night,
如果大家記得昨晚,
I always ask questions.
我就常常問問題的,
so I'll start with a question.
所以我用問題開始,
what is the point of the Exodus?
出埃及是為什麼的?
What is the point of the Exodus?
出埃及是因什麼緣故?
What do you think?
你怎麼看?
To worship God?
敬拜神,
not bad.
不错, salvation.
Salvation?
救恩,
yep, freedom?
自由, the plan of God.
The what?
Plan.
It was the plan of God? Well, yes, it was the plan of God.
是神的计划, 当然是神的计划.
Yeah, that's true.
是对的。
If one of our answers was the point of the Exodus, it was to get a group of Israelites to the promised land, then we'd be wrong.
如果我们当中刚才有人答，出埃及是为了要将一班的犹太人带到去应许地的话，这个答案就会是错。Because
the redemption from Egypt is not to get a bunch of Jewish slaves to Canaan.
因为在埃及里面这个拯救，不是为了要将一班犹太的奴隶带到去迦南地。Because
if the point was to get a bunch of Hebrews into the promised land, God would have given better directions.
因为如果单单是为了要将这班希伯来人带到去迦南地的话，上帝或者应该有一些好的路给他们行。He
would have given Moses a sat nav. GSP. GPS.
GPS. 咁佢就应该俾到摩西有呢一个卫星定向。He
would have said, listen, Moses.
佢就会讲啦，听住啦，摩西。
Get across the river.
过河。
Turn left.
转左。
When you come to a big sea, turn right.
当你见到个大海嘅时候，就转右。
And that's it.
咁就系咁啦。
Left, right.
转左，转右。
Okay. The point of the Exodus.
而出埃及的原因
is to go to Mount Sinai.
是为了要去西乃山。
And what happens at Mount Sinai?
西乃山发生什么事?
What happens at Mount Sinai?
西乃山发生什么事?
The Ten Commandments?
十戒。
Yes. Okay. I'll ask a different question.
好，我问一个不同的问题。
What do the children of Israel know about God in Egypt?
以色列这班的子民在埃及里面，他们认识上帝有多少?
The children of Israel have been in Egypt for 400 years.
这班的以色列民在埃及已经400年了。
They don't have a Bible.
他们没有圣经。
They don't have a temple.
他们也没有一个殿。
They don't have a priest.
他们没有祭司。
And they don't have a prophet.
他们也没有先知。
So what do they know about God?
所以他们认识神的一些什么呢?
Nothing.
什么都没有。
They know nothing. They know God made the world.
他们知道神创造世界。
And they know that there was something about a big boat and a rainbow.
他们也知道有一只很大的船和这个彩虹。
And some wandering nomad called Abraham.
还有一个游牧民族游牧的人就是亚伯拉罕。
But but they don't know a lot about God.
但他们不认识上帝很多.
And so, God, with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm,
所以神用他那个大能的手, 伸出的膀臂,
will reach down into a land of darkness and take out a people.
就去到这个黑暗的地, 将这班人拿出来,
that don't know a lot about him.
这班人不太认识上帝,
and he will bring them to Mount Sinai.
上帝就会带他们去西乃山,
and there he will meet with them for the first time.
在西乃山就会第一次跟他们相遇.
God will reveal himself to his people for the very first time.
上帝就会第一次彰显他自己给这班子民见到.
Moses has already met the Lord.
摩西已经见过上主.
But not the people.
但是那班人未见过.
So he knows a little bit more about the Lord.
所以摩西认识神比较多一些.
And this is why God, in the Ten Commandments, will start by saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt.
所以上主就在十诫里面是这样开始的, 我就是从埃及地领你们出来的上帝.
So it is about salvation.
所以是跟救恩有关.
But redemption always leads to revelation.
但是救赎常常都指向一个启示的.
You all have your own personal Exodus story.
我们各人都有一个自己经历过出埃及的一个故事,
where the Lord impacted your life and brought you out from darkness.
上主冲击我们的生命, 从黑暗里面救我们出来.
But he doesn't leave you there.
但是他没有将我们停在那里.
Somehow he will reveal himself to you.
他都用不同的方法彰显他自己给我们见到.
Because he wants to get to know you.
因为他想认识我们.
And he wants you to get to know him.
他也想我们去认识他.
So he always follows up redemption with revelation.
所以他一定会用启示来到去接住这个拯救.
Another question.
第二个问题.
When is faith mentioned in the Bible for the first time?
信心第一次在圣经出现在哪里?
What would be your answer?
你的答案是什么? Abraham.
Abraham?
Abraham.
Not bad. Actually, the word faith does not appear in Genesis.
而其实信心这个字呢, 在创世纪是没有出现到的.
Abraham was called righteous.
Abraham 是称为义人.
But he wasn't called faithful.
但是在那里就没有说到他是信心很大. Exodus.
Exodus. Yes. Very good.
是,非常好.
Just checking if it was up on the board already. Well done. Exodus 17.
在出埃及记17章.
Verse 12 is the first time the word emunah is used.
第十二节就是emunah这个字第一次出现.
Emunah is the Hebrew word for faith, but it really should be translated faithful.
Emunah这个字就是有时被翻译为信心, 但其实正确的翻译应该是信实或者是忠心.
And it's an adjective.
是一个形容词.
And in Exodus 17,
在出埃及记17章,
this is where Israel has the battle against Amalek.
当时就是以色列人要打亚玛力人.
So the children of Israel have come out of Egypt.
所以这些以色列民离开了埃及.
They are heading towards Sinai.
他们就向西乃进发.
And Amalek has come out.
亚玛力人出来.
To make them slaves again.
想将他们再编为奴隶.
And so they have to fight.
所以他们一定要争战.
And you know the story.
你知道个故事啊?
Moses has to hold up his hands.
摩西需要举起他双手.
While the people of Israel fight with Joshua.
而那班以色列民就跟约书亚一起打仗.
And Aaron and Hur have to help Moses.
阿伦和胡尔就需要帮助摩西.
And in Exodus 17:12.
在出埃及记17章第12节.
It will say,
那里就讲到,
Moses held up his hands,
摩西的手稳住,
in emunah,
那个字是emunah,
in faithfulness,
喺一個信實裏邊穩住裏邊。
Or in steadfastness，
或者係穩住咁嘅意思。
Or in persistence，
亦都可以講話持續不斷。
Because that's what faith is，
因為信心就係咁樣啦。
It's being steady，
係穩定嘅。
It's being faithful，
是信實的。
It's being persistent，
是要連續不斷的。
And you will see that theme appear again in the New Testament，
我們會見到這個主題在新約裡面再出現。
With the persistent widow，
是見到那個的寡婦是鍥而不捨。
Who keeps asking the judge，
不斷地問那個的審判官。
And she is persistent，
她就是這樣鍥而不捨。
And she gets what she wants，
最後得到她想要的東西。
Or the man who was blind，
或者那個盲眼的人。
And as Jesus was passing，
當主耶穌走過的時候，
yells out， Son of David， have mercy on me。
她就在那裡喊了，大衛的子孫啊，求你對我憐憫。
And the disciples say， Hey， please be quiet， you're ruining our good religious experience。
那些門徒就說，你不要吵啊，你在騷擾我們一個這麼好的宗教上的經歷。
And is he quiet？
那他就是不是靜了下來？
No， he gets louder。
不是啊，他再大聲一點。
Son of David， have mercy on me。
大衛的子孫啊，求你對我憐憫。
Please be quiet，
不要吵啊。
Son of David， have mercy on me。
大衛的子孫啊，對我憐憫啊。
And Jesus comes back，
那耶穌回來，
and says your faith， your persistence，
就講到你
嘅
信心，你嘅鍥而不捨，令到你好翻。
Or the man who was lame，
或者嗰個跛腳嘅人。
And Jesus is teaching in a house，
耶穌喺一間屋裏邊教導。
And the house is full，
嗰間屋滿曬人咯。
And the friends cannot get the man inside the house，
嗰啲朋友唔可以將呢一個跛腳嘅人入帶佢去間屋
roof，
所以爬到個屋頂嗰度。
And they break open somebody else's roof，
他們就拆了這個人的屋頂。
So they can put the man in，
那就將這個人放進去。
And Jesus says to the man，
耶穌就向這個人說，
Their faith，
他們的信心，
Their faithfulness，
他們的信實，
Their persistence，
他們這種鍥而不捨，
Their steadfastness，
他們的穩住，
has made you well，
令到你好翻。
And that's what Jesus is looking in us，
耶穌今天就在我們裡面找這些東西。
To be persistent，
我哋要咁样持续不断。
To be steady，
我哋要稳住。
And to be faithful，
我哋要信实。
It's not just about belief，
唔系单单去信。
Because even the demons believe，
因为连魔鬼都信嘅。
But they are not persistent，
但系魔鬼就唔会系咁样持续不断。佢哋唔系向住上帝咁样稳住。
And they most certainly are not faithful。
而當然他們不是一班忠心的人。
Okay， put that to the side and I'll come back to Emuna later。
okay， 放在一邊先，我們稍後先回到 Emuna。
I want to talk a little bit about the oral traditions about Mount Sinai。
我想講一講關於西乃山的口傳傳統。
Does anybody know what the oral traditions are of the Hebrew Bible？
有沒有人知道希伯來聖經的口傳傳統是什麼來的？
We have the written text，
我們有一個寫下下來的經文文本。
But alongside this，
但是和文本一起的，
are some oral stories，
是有一些口傳的故事，
that are told as part of the culture，
就是在他們的文化裡面一部分這樣傳遞下來的，
and handed down from rabbi to student， from father to son，
那就從老師傳給學生，由父親傳給兒子。
And they will reappear again in the New Testament。
他們就會在新約裡面再出現的。
Okay， so my next question，
那我下一個問題，
Who was there at Mount Sinai？
在西乃山誰是個樹？
Okay， Moses， God，
神。
Who else？
還有誰？
Joshua，
約書亞。
Israel，
以色列。
Yes。Who else？
還有沒有？
According to the Jewish oral tradition，
按住猶太人口傳傳統，
the whole world，
整個世界。
Okay， God speaks to Moses，
上帝向摩西說話。
And he is giving the Ten Commandments，
他就給到他們十戒。
And when God speaks，
當上帝說話的時候，
fire comes out of his mouth，
有火从佢口嗰度出嚟。
The word in Hebrew is davar.
希伯来文里边嗰个字系 davar。
But davar is also a thing in Hebrew.
Davar 呢个字都可以解做一件事。
So the word itself was a thing.
所以道呢一样嘢咧，本身都可以系一件事。
And as the fire came out of God's mouth,
当火从上帝口度出嚟嘅时候。
It broke up into 70 fires.
咁就分開成為七十團火。
Why 70?
點解七十呢？
Genesis 10. Yes.
因為創世記第十章。
According to Jewish tradition,
按住猶太傳統，
the world is divided up into 70 peoples.
世界係分開咗有七十群體。
According to the Table of Nations of Genesis 10.
按住就係按住創世記第十章嗰度咁樣分。
So there was one language for each nation.
咁就係每個國有佢自己嘅語言。
In fire.
喺火裏面。
So the whole world heard.
咁所以整個世界都聽到。
Okay, this is a Jewish tradition.
呢個係猶太人嘅傳統。
Okay. And it's another reason why Paul will say in Romans.
咁呢個亦都係另外一個原因，點解保羅會喺羅馬書度講
？Everyone is without an excuse。
每一個人都係冇藉口。
You cannot stand before God and say I never knew。
你唔可以站喺神面前話到我從來都唔知道。
Because everybody knows。
因為其實每個人都知。
Really they know。
其實真係嘅，佢哋知。
Okay。So we have fire。
所以我哋有火。
And when God comes down to cover the mountain,
当上帝来到去掩盖这个山的时候,
there's a whirlwind,
有烈风,
and thunder and lightning,
跟着有雷有电,
and all the nations are gathered,
所有的国家都聚集在一起。
Unfortunately, the children of Israel build a golden cow.
但不幸地以色列民做了这只金牛,
and God has to deal with them.
神就要去處置佢哋啦。
And how many people are killed?
幾多人被殺啦？
3,000。
3,000。
So let's keep all of that oral tradition.
我哋保持住呢啲嘅口傳傳統。
Off to another side.
擺喺另外一邊先。
So we have faithfulness on one side.
咁我哋有信實喺一邊啦。
And all of these oral stories.About Mount Sinai on another.
呢啲關於西乃山嘅口傳故事咧，擺喺另外一邊。
Okay. And now I ask another question.
咁我而家問另外一個問題啦。
You're getting tired.
大家咪好攰啊。
Okay. What was the first commandment that God gave Israel when they left Egypt?
呢個問題就係佢哋以色列民離開埃及之後，第一條上帝俾佢哋嘅戒命係乜嘢？
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
盡心盡性愛主你嘅神。
Not bad, good try.
好嘅嘗試。
There's no other gods?
沒有別的神。
Nope.
唔係喎。
I am the Lord your God? Nope. You're all thinking of the Ten Commandments.
我係你嘅神，因為你哋大家都諗緊十戒。
Okay, that's Exodus 20.
呢個係出埃及記二十章。
But the first commandment God gives Israel.
但是第一个上帝给他们的诫命是
is in Exodus 13,
就在出埃及记第十三章。
So you've just gotten out of Egypt,
他们刚刚离开埃及。
And God comes down and says,
神就落到来说了,
Go make a calendar,
去做一个的月历。
A calendar,
一个月历。
He says,You remember the Passover.
他就说你要记住逾越节。
You start counting moons.
你开始数下个月。
You start counting months.
你开始数一个一个月。
You make a calendar.
你去做一个的月历。
And you put Passover on it.
你摆逾越节在里面。
And next year you remember this.
下一年你记住。
And the year after.
跟住那年都要记住。
Forever.
以后都要记住。
Why?
點解啊?
Because you and I forget.
因為你同我好容易忘記。
I mean, what's so special about the moon and seasons and months?
呢個月啦，呢啲嘅季節啦，呢啲嘅一個一個月啦，有啲咩咁特別啫
？What's so special about a calendar？
呢個月曆有啲咩咁特別咧
？Because it helps us to remember。
因為佢幫助我哋記得。
And memory is very important to God。
而記憶對於上帝嚟講係好重要嘅。
In fact, the command to remember occurs more times in the Bible than any other command.
而事實上呢，上帝去吩咐我哋去記得呢一個嘅記得呢樣嘢咧，係喺聖經裏面出現得最多嘅一個嘅吩咐。
The people who left Egypt will not forget.
嗰啲嗰班離開咗埃及嗰班嘅以色列民係唔會忘記。
They saw the mighty acts of God.
佢哋見到上帝大能嘅工作。
They saw the fire from heaven.
佢哋見到從天上嚟嘅火。
They saw God strike the Egyptian gods.
佢哋見到上帝去擊打埃及嗰啲偶像。
They lived in the darkness and they saw the firstborn die.
佢哋活喺呢個黑暗裏邊，見到頭生被殺。
And they passed through the sea as it split in two.
佢哋行過呢個海，呢個海分開俾佢哋行。
They watched as it swallowed up the Egyptians.
佢哋都見到呢個海合翻埋去吞食咗嗰啲嘅埃及人。
They are not going to forget.
佢哋唔會忘記。
But their children might.
但係佢哋嘅兒女就會啦。
And their grandchildren will.
佢哋嘅孫就會啦。
Because we are a very forgetful people.
因為我哋係好容易忘記事嘅人嚟嘅。
This world is full of distractions.
呢個世界裏邊充滿咗好多騷擾我哋嘅事。
We're always getting distracted.
我哋常常都係被騷擾。
Okay. Now God is great.
上帝好偉大。
And He is mighty to save.
佢係好有大能去拯救。
And we should not forget that.
我哋唔永遠都唔可以忘記呢件事。
He doesn't want us to forget that.
佢唔想我哋去忘記呢件事。
What was the first thing that the world forgot?
世界第一樣嘢忘記咗嘅係乜嘢啊
？What was the very first thing that the world forgot?
第一樣嘢呢個世界忘記嘅係乜嘢啊
？The Sabbath，
安息日。
God creates the Sabbath. Genesis chapter 1。
上帝喺創世記第一章創造咗安息日。
And then you don't hear about it again until Exodus chapter 20。
跟住我哋一路都冇聽到安息日呢回事，一路去到第二十章，出埃及記二十章。
The very first thing that God makes holy is time。
第一樣嘢，上帝稱為聖嘅係時間。
He makes the world and He says it's good。
佢做咗呢個世界，佢就話係好。
And then He makes time and He says this is holy。
佢就做咗時間，佢就話呢個係聖潔嘅。
And then the world forgets。
但係個世界忘記咗。
And that's the reason why remember the Sabbath is commandment number 4.
所以就係呢個緣故，點解我哋要紀念安息日，就係喺十戒裏面第四戒啦。
Because we forgot.
因為我哋係好容易忘記。
But we shouldn't forget, we should remember.
但我哋唔應該忘記，我哋需要記得。
The practice of remembering the acts of God helps us to recall the character of God.
我哋去有呢個習慣去記得上帝嘅大能所做嘅事，幫助我哋明白上帝嘅性情。
If I ask you, praise the Lord，
如果我問你，我哋要頌讚神啦
，How would you do it？
你點樣做啊
？Sing him a song， tell him how great he is，
為佢唱一首歌，話俾上帝聽佢幾咁偉大。
But what happens if we don't know what God has done？
但係如果我哋唔知道上帝做咗啲乜嘢，我哋點樣頌讚佢
？How do you praise the Lord？
我哋點樣頌讚佢
？What happens if God hasn't done anything？
如果上帝乜嘢都冇做過
，How would you praise the Lord？
我哋點樣頌讚神
？So dear God，
親愛嘅神
，You are，
你係
，Well you're probably very big，
你應該係好大嘅
，But I don't really know，
但係我唔知啊。
You're probably full of love, but I don't really know.
你應該係滿有愛嘅，不過我都唔知。
We know about God.
我哋知道關於神嘅事。
Because of what He has done.
因為佢所做嘅事。
And He wants us to remember that.
佢亦都想我哋記得。
The book of Deuteronomy,
申命記
is all about remembering what God has done.
就係關於記得上帝嘅作為。
Psalm 105.
詩篇第105篇
says, Remember the wonders he has done.
就叫我哋记住上帝所做嘅奇妙嘅事。
His miracles.
佢嘅神迹。
His judgments.
佢嘅审判。
The psalm then lists all of the mighty acts of God that he has done.
呢篇诗就继续讲出上帝做好多伟大嘅作为。
And then finishes with praise the Lord.
跟住最后就话到颂赞上帝。
And the job of a preacher.
咁一个讲员要做嘅事。
Is to remind the people.
就系要提醒会众。
I mean, you all know the story.
咁大家都知道呢啲故事噶。
God loves you. He sent Jesus. You're saved.
上帝爱你，佢差派主耶稣，你得到救恩。
So let's all go home. So let's all go home.
咁我哋翻屋企啦。
But that's not where the story starts.
但系个故事唔系停喺呢度哦。
That's where the story starts.
咁呢个故事系咁样先开始。
And the job of the preacher is to tell you again and again.
讲完要做嘅就系不断咁样向你重复。
Okay. Now the Bible often describes how God remembers.
圣经里边常常去描述神点样记得啲事嘅。
Which is an interesting concept.
咁系一个好特别嘅观念。
I mean, does God forget?
神系咪真系会忘记咧
？Okay. It says in Genesis 8.
喺创世纪第八章嗰度讲。
That God remembers Noah.
神记得纪念挪亚。
So did God forget Noah?
咁系咪讲到神忘记咗挪亚
？Some angel creeps up to God and says, "Hey."
系咪有天使走去同上帝讲 ，"Hey"?
There's this guy floating around in a boat down here.
呢个人仲喺下边喺个船里边浮下浮下啊。
And God's like, "Oops, I'm sorry."
咁神就，哎呀，唔好意思
，pull the plug.
好，快啲掹掹。
Let's do something.
做啲嘢啦。
Okay.Or when God remembers Rachel,
或者神记得拉结
and then opens up her womb to have a baby.
咁就开佢嘅开佢嘅肚，等佢能够生细路哥。
When God remembers,
当神纪念嘅时候，记得嘅时候
，it means he is about to do something.
个意思就系佢将会有所行动。
He's about to spring into action.
佢将会去做一啲嘢出嚟。
And that's what we're supposed to do.
而我哋亦都系要咁做。
We retell the story of the acts of God.
我哋会再去讲上帝嘅大能嘅作为。
This is supposed to spur us into action.
而就系要我哋都有所行动。
So that we can imitate our King.
以至到我哋可以似我哋嘅王。
To behave in an appropriate fashion and be like God.
咁就好似神咁样，有佢嗰种嘅性情，同埋有嗰啲嘅行为表现。
And a calendar is good for that memory.
而一个月历就系好帮助到我哋记得。
Okay, so we should never forget.
所以我哋永远都唔可以忘记。
Okay. So back to the Exodus.
翻翻去出埃及记。
So if the purpose of the Exodus,
而出埃及记嗰个嘅用意系。
Is for God to reveal Himself,
就系让神能够彰显佢自己
，and for us to have an encounter with the Almighty,
以至到人可以同全能者有个接触。
Why does it take 50 days for God to show up?
但系点解需要等50日上帝先至出现呢
？If the purpose of the Exodus is to meet with God and for Him to reveal Himself.
如果出埃及嗰个原意就系要将上帝显现出嚟，去遇到神。
Why doesn't he do it on day one？
点解唔喺第一日就咁做咧
？Why does it take 50？
点解需要50日
？Because 50 days after Easter or Passover，
因为50日喺复活节或者逾节之后
，is Pentecost。
咁就系五旬节。
But why 50？
但系点解50咧？
And the answer is in Exodus 19.
嗰个答案就系出埃及记19章。
Exodus 19:1-2.
第19章嘅一至二节。
In the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert, in front of the mountain.
以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。他们离了利非定，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。
Unfortunately, I'm using the NIV.
好不幸地，我用緊 NIV，
which is a good version。
咁係一個好嘅版本。
And just like your Cantonese or Chinese version，
就好似我哋嘅中文翻譯本咁樣。
It misses something in the Hebrew。
係冇辦法將希伯來文呢啲嘢譯到出嚟。
The Hebrew text，
希伯來嘅文本裏邊
says that the children of Israel camped in the desert。
講到呢一班嘅以色列民係喺曠野裏邊扎營。
And then it repeats itself。
但係佢重複再講一次嘅。
It says they camped in the desert。
就再講佢哋去到曠野裏邊扎營。
And then our translations just shrink it into one。
但係我哋個翻譯就將兩次嘅出現合埋一次啦。
The Hebrew Bible says they camped twice。
但係希伯來嘅文本就講到佢哋扎營係兩次嘅。
Now, if you're a Jewish rabbi,
如果你是一个犹太拉比,
then you read the Bible with a fine-tooth comb.
你就用一把好稠密的梳来到去看圣经。
And they say, why does it say Israel camped twice?
你就会说,为什么文本会讲到以色列人扎营两次呢?
I mean, was it a really that good a campground?
是不是真的讲到个营地很好?
In the first time it says they camped,It's in the plural.
第一次講到佢哋扎營嘅時候係用複數出現嘅。
It'll say Yahanu, they camped.
嗰度就講到 Yahanu, 他們扎營。
And then straight away it says Hu Yahan, he camped.
即刻就講到 Hu Yahan.
And he is Israel.
他係單數男性，就講到係以色列。
But it's in the singular.
但係係單數嚟。
And the rabbis will say,
拉比就話啦,
Israel finally got it together.
啊, 以色列終於走埋一齊啦。
We were camping as lots of people.
我哋扎營嘅時候就好似個個自己扎自己營咁樣。
Arguing about whose tent was bigger than whose tent.
我哋就喺度比較下邊個營大過
邊個營。 Where the animals could be.
那些動物可以放在哪裡?
And who was closer to Rachel or not?
誰近一點, Rachel?
Finally, we stopped squabbling.
最後了, 終於停止這些討論, 去爭拗。
And we camped as one.
終於是合而為一這樣扎營。
And Israel was united.
以色列是聯合起來。
And when they were united,
當他們聯合起來的時候,
then God came down.
神就臨到他們當中。
And unity is attractive to God.
原來合一是會將神吸引過來。
Unity is something that attracts the divine.
原來合一是會吸引到我們的上帝。
And this occurs on day 50.
而在第50日這樣發生。
Now let's look at Acts 2.
我們看看使徒行傳第二章。
Sorry. Acts 2 is another Mount Sinai experience.
有另外一個西乃山嘅經歷。
Occurring at Pentecost.
就係喺五旬節發生。
At Shavuot, the same time.
就喺五旬節同樣嗰個時候。
And it says.
嗰度講到。
When the day of Pentecost came.They were all together in one place.
五旬節到了，門徒都聚集在一處。
And in the Greek, it says they were all together as one.
在希臘文裏面其實是講到他們聚埋是合而為一。
The disciples were united.
那班的門徒是合一的。
They stopped arguing about who was going to sit closer to Jesus or not.
他們就再沒有這些爭叫，就說誰可以坐近耶穌。
Who would have a higher place in heaven?
誰在天國裏面有一個高一點的位置。
Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然從天上有響聲下來，好像一陣大風吹過，充滿了他們所坐的屋子。
There was a great wind again.
有一陣大風了。
And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire.
他們見到就好似火焰，舌頭的火焰。
That separated and came to rest on each of them.
就分開咗，降臨到佢哋每個人嘅頭上。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
佢哋都被聖靈充滿。
They could all speak in tongues.
佢哋能夠用方言說話。
Now it says,
这里就讲,
now they were staying in Jerusalem,
他们就是,
God-fearing Jews,
住在耶路撒冷这一班敬虔的犹太人,
from every nation under heaven.
就是来自天下各国,
the whole world was there
again.
Do you see some of the oral traditions appearing again?
你见不见到这个口传传统在这里出现呢?
You have wind.
你有风,
you have tongues of fire.
你有这些像舌头的火焰,
the whole world is present.
整个世界都聚在一起,
the fire is speaking in every language. How many people are baptized in Acts 2?
3,000.
Coincidence is not a kosher word.
这么巧不是一个kosher, it's not a word.
Coincidence is not a kosher word.
这么巧这个字呢, 不合乎犹太规矩。
I'm glad you got that, Don. Now the disciples were as one.
那些门徒合而为一,
and that attracted the Almighty.
就是这样吸引一位全能者。
So unity is really that important.
所以合一是非常重要。
Then what is it?
如果合一不重要,有什么重要呢?
Now unity is not something theological.
合一不是一些神学的理念。
Unity is not 1, 2, 3, everybody think like me.
合一不是一二三我讲嘢系最啱。
Did that not work?
Yeah, it works.
I mean, Hasba Khalila, you ever think like me? There are lots of different types of Christianity.
有很多不同的基督教,
and that's okay.
是可以的,
but you and I should still be able to sit and have table fellowship.
是你和我都可以大家坐在一起有团契,
even if someone thinks the rapture is tomorrow,
虽然有些人会想明天我们会被提,
or Jesus isn't coming back for another 100 years.
但是有些人想到耶稣在未来100年都不会回来,
unity is not theological.
合一不是关乎这些神学理念。
There are some non-negotiables.
是有些东西我们就不能够动摇的。
There is only one God.
是只有一位上帝。
There is only one Messiah.
只有一位弥赛亚。
There is only one Word of God.
只有一本神的话语。
But there's a lot of room to maneuver.
但有很大的空间我们可以在里面去动。
Now one of the serious problems the church has today,
今天我们教会里面有一个很严重的问题,
as we face all the challenges from outside,
我们就是面对从外而来的挑战,
so we're constantly facing challenges from the inside,
我们常常在里面面对挑战的了,
we're constantly breaking apart,
我们常常分裂,
one of the problems of Jewish people coming to faith,
一个其中拦阻犹太人去认识主耶稣的原因,
is the church.
就是教会。
So if unity is not theological, what is it?
所以如果合一不是关于神学的理念是什么来的?
It's a behavior.
是一个行为表现。
And you'll see that in Colossians.
你就会在哥罗西书里见到。
Colossians 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3, starting at 12.
哥罗西书第三章第十二节开始。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, with kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
所以你们既是神的选民,圣洁蒙爱的人,就要全怜悯,恩慈,谦虚,温柔,忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙,总要彼此包容,彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们,你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切以外,要存着爱心,爱心就是联络传得的。
So what is unity?
合一係乜嘢？
Is being compassionate.
係關於我哋有憐憫。
Having humility.
我哋謙卑。
Bearing with each other. Forgiving each other.
能夠包容大家彼此包容。饒恕愛。
No matter what they do to us.
無論對方做咗啲乜嘢喺我哋身上。
Forgiving each other for offense.
饒恕其他人對我哋一啲嘅冒犯。
Unity is functional.
合一係關於呢一個嘅功能。
Unity is practical.
合一是很实际的。
And it is a magnet for God.
而是一个的磁石去将神吸埋来。
When we're a united community, God will show up.
当一个群体合一的时候，上帝就会在他们当中出现。
Jesus himself prays. He says, Father, may they be one.
耶稣自己这样去祷告，父啊，愿他们合而为一。
Just like you and I are one.
就好像你和我合而为一一样。
And there is no force greater than a united community.
冇另一個能力係比一個合一嘅羣體嘅能力更大。
When we are a united community, we are unstoppable.
當我哋係一個合一嘅羣體嘅話，我哋冇嘢能夠攔阻我哋。
We have the promise of Jesus that He will never leave us.
我哋就有主耶穌嘅應許，佢永遠唔會離開我哋。
And that He'll be with us.
佢就會同我哋喺埋一齊。
And so, the challenge of a united community in Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷里面，我们要有一个合一的国，是一个挑战来的。
At Christchurch, you will see Jewish believers, Arab believers, and Gentile believers.
在 Christchurch 这里，你会见到犹太的信徒，有基督徒，还有一些阿拉伯人的信徒。
We don't always agree theologically.
我们在神学上是不是常常都同意的。
We may not agree politically.
就算在政治上，很多东西大家都不同意。
That doesn't mean we can't love each other.
但是就不是说到我们不可以彼此相爱。
That doesn't mean we can be filled with compassion.
也都不是说我们不可以大家满有怜悯。
One of the things we must not do is leave.
有一样东西我们不可以做的就是
leave.
离开。
In 1991, there was a war in Israel.
在1991年以色列有一场战争。
And Iraq was shooting missiles at Israel.
伊拉克向着以色列射这些飞弹。
And 92% of all the Christians left.
92% 的基督徒都走了。
And then came back after the war.
在争战之后他们回来。
What type of witness was that?
那这个是什么的见证啊？
When the going gets tough, the Christians get going.
当情况开始困难的时候，那些基督徒就走了。
Because when Jewish believers become believers,
因为当犹太人他们成为信徒之后，
that's when they really need us.
他们需要的就是这些。
For some,
有一些，
they have a real problem.
他们真的有很大的问题。
When I first arrived in Israel in 1998,
我在1998年第一次去到以色列的时候，
there had been a rabbi at the wall since 1967.
在那里有一个站在屋墙的拉比，他就是在1965年开始已经在那里了。
Now the Western Wall is staffed by rabbis 24/7.
Sorry, I missed that.
Okay. The Western Wall is manned, staffed by rabbis 24/7.
Okay. 那屋墙那里是24小时，一个星期七日都有拉比驻守。
And their job is to pray.
他们的工作就是祷告。
With pilgrims who come from around the world.
同埋那些客旅，在来自世界各地的客旅一起祷告。
So when you would go and pray at the wall,
当你去到屋墙那里祷告的时候，
a little rabbi Jewish man would come up.
一个细小的犹太人，他一个拉比就会来了。
Say, where are you from? Can I pray with you or for you?
就会问你咯，你在哪里来的？我可不可以为你祷告，或者同你一起祷告啊？
So this rabbi had been at the wall for 30 years.
咁呢个拉比喺屋墙嗰度已经30年啦。
And he prayed with lots of Christians.
佢咧就同埋好多基督徒一齐祷告。
And after 30 years of Christians talking to him,
而三十年咁长，好多基督徒同佢说话。
He became a follower of the Messiah.
佢最后就成为尼赛亚嘅一个嘅跟随者。
And then his picture appeared all over the old city.
跟住佢嘅相咧，就喺舊城嗰度咧，周圍都出現。
With a sign that said, "This man is dead."
咁有一個嘅標，一個嘅 有一個語句咧，就寫住呢個人已經死咗。
You can't let him in your house.
You can.
You cannot let him in your house.
你唔可以讓呢個人入你屋企。
You cannot give him any money.
你唔可以俾錢俾佢。
You cannot give him any work.
你唔可以請佢做嘢。
Okay? He is dead.
佢係已經死咗。
But he had a wife.
但係佢有個太太。
He had children.
佢有細路哥。
And he lost everything.
佢失去曬所有。
All he knew how to be was a rabbi.
咁佢淨係識得做拉比嘅啫。
He had never been to school.
佢冇去過學校，冇讀書。
Never had any other job.
佢冇做過其他嘅嘢。
And all of a sudden he has Messiah.
突然之間佢有彌賽亞。
And nothing else.
但係就咩都冇啦。
And that's when we are needed the most.
呢個就係最需要我哋嘅時候。
We can't just give them the gospel and say goodbye.
我哋唔可以就咁傳福音俾佢哋，就同佢哋講再見。
We have another story just recently.
我哋有另一個故事係最近發生。
Of a young Orthodox boy called Avraham.
咁有一個好年輕嘅正統猶太教徒叫做亞伯拉罕。
Who came into the Heritage Center?
咁就嚟到呢個信仰傳統中心。
And started asking questions.
開始問問題。
And he took Bibles.
跟住佢攞咗啲聖經。
And he read them.
咁佢讀啦。
He came back and asked more questions.
翻返嚟再問多啲問題。
And he became a believer in the Messiah.
跟住佢亦都相信主耶穌係彌賽亞。
So one day he has the peyot and the kippah.
咁有一日佢就有呢一個 the peyot 兩旁嗰個嘅髮鬢，同埋有嗰個嘅 kippah。
And he's dressed and he's black and he's white.
咁就著係黑白色嘅衫。
And the next day,
第二日
he's shaved head.
咁就突然間剃光曬個頭。
And he wears jeans.
咁啊，著牛仔褲。
And a tucked-out T-shirt.
咁啊，有件 T-shirt 就咁冇事入去嘅。
He probably looked better when he was Orthodox.
咁啊，應該佢係仲係正統猶太教徒嗰時候好睇啲。
But he also was not allowed to go home.
咁佢亦都係唔俾人佢屋企人唔俾佢翻屋企。
So what do you do with these people?
咁你點樣幫呢啲人
？He was 27.
佢27歲。
And he'd never had a job.
佢從來冇做過嘢。
All he had ever done was study Bible.
佢一路做緊嘅就係研讀聖經。
And so he slept in my office for 5 months.
咁佢就瞓咗喺我嘅辦公室5個月。
Because he didn't have a house.
因為佢冇屋。
That's when we need to be their friends.
就喺呢個時候，我哋要做佢哋嘅朋友。
That's when we need to say be steady.
就喺呢個時候，我哋就要站得穩。
Have emuna.
我哋需要有信心。
Be persistent.
我哋要持續不斷。
Don't give up.
我哋唔好放棄。
That includes us.
包括埋我哋。
We have to be steady.
我哋要站得穩。
We must be persistent.
我哋一定要持續。
Never give up.
唔好放棄。
And so now, this young boy has his first job.
呢個年輕人有第一份工啦。
And he has his first house.
佢就有佢第一間屋啦。
Which is a dump.
A what?
It's not very good.
唔係一間好好嘅屋。
But it's a start. Okay.
但係一個開始。
We have another young lady who works for me.
我有另一個嘅年青嘅女子係為我工作嘅。
She comes from the north.
佢由北邊嚟。
From the Galilee region.
係嚟自加利利一帶。
And again, she is the only member of her family to become a believer in Messiah.
佢喺佢家庭裏邊唯一一個成員係認識主耶穌作為彌賽亞。
Her family is mostly secular.
佢嘅家人都係好熟世嘅。
But her sister's Orthodox.
佢個姐姐elder.
Orthodox.
Older sister.
Younger sister.
佢個妹妹就係一個正統猶太教徒。
So every time she goes home.
所以每次佢翻屋企嘅時候，佢就會同佢妹妹嗌起交嚟。
So every time there is a family holiday，
每次屋企去放假嘅時候
，it's a fight，
就會有呢啲嘅爭拗。
So she loses her friends，
佢就失去佢嘅朋友。
She loses her family，
失去佢嘅家人。
So who has to be her new friend？
咁邊個要做佢新嘅朋友
？Who has to be her new family？
誰要成為他新的家庭
It has to be us.
一定要是我們
She's been a believer for 4 years.
她已經是一個信徒4年了
And these people need discipleship.
呢一班人需要去栽培佢哋。
It might surprise you，
或者你哋會覺得奇怪、驚訝。
That most Jewish people，
大部分嘅猶太人
，don't read the Bible，
佢哋唔讀聖經
，so they don't know about their own traditions，
佢哋唔知道佢哋自己嘅傳統。
They don't know about their own faith，
佢哋唔認識自己嘅信仰。
So oddly enough，
所以。
Oddly enough, we have to explain their own Hebrew Bible to them.
所以好奇怪就係我哋需要向佢哋解釋翻希伯來聖經。
Telling people about Jesus is only the first step.
去同佢同人去傳講耶穌只係第一步。
What's needed is a personal friendship.
需要嘅係你個人做佢朋友。
And you must not leave.
你唔可以離開。
Because their struggles are different from our struggles.
因為佢哋嘅掙扎同我哋嘅掙扎係不同。
And their burdens are different from our burdens.
而佢哋嘅擔子同我哋嘅擔子亦都係不同。
And the pressure to return and abandon the faith is very real.
佢哋呢個要逼佢哋改教呢個嘅壓力其實係好大。
And we must not forget them.
我哋唔可以忘記佢哋。
Christchurch or CMJ helps Jewish believers at a personal level.
CMJ Christchurch 幫助呢啲嘅猶太人喺一個個人嘅層面上面。
But also as a church level.
但係亦都喺教會嘅層面裏邊。
By using our buildings and our properties.
我哋用我哋嘅建築物。
To shelter and nurture Messianic congregations within them.
去俾嗰啲嘅猶太信徒嘅群體可以喺個裏邊使用同埋去栽培佢哋。
To help in building the infrastructure of Messianic Judaism，
開始幫佢哋建立呢、這個信主嘅猶太教佢哋呢個嘅infrastructure， 基本結構。
Which, as you've heard today, is a very new movement。
正如我哋頭先聽到係一個好新嘅運動。
Even though everything started with Jews，
雖然所有嘢都從猶太人開始。
And our Bible is a Jewish book。
我哋嘅聖經係猶太人嘅書。
And our Messiah is a Jewish Messiah。
我哋嘅尼賽亞係猶太人嘅尼賽亞。
The Messianic movement today is very young。
但係今日信主嘅猶太人嘅運動係好年青嘅啫。
Which means it will make the same mistakes we did。
意思就係佢哋會重犯我哋所犯嘅一啲嘅錯誤。
So we have 2,000 years of history to help。
我哋有2000年嘅歷史可以去幫助佢哋。
We can help them and say。This is what worked good. This is what worked bad.
我哋可以幫助佢哋，俾佢哋知道呢啲就係好嘅，呢啲就係冇咁好啦。
And when the going gets tough, we must stay.
如果情況開始越嚟越困難嘅時候，我哋一定要留下落嚟。
And that's the meaning of emunah.
而就係 emunah 呢個字嘅意思。
To be steady.
係要穩住。
Okay. Having faith is part of it.
有信心只是當中的一部分。
But who had to fight the battle against Amalek?
但是誰個要同那班亞瑪利人爭戰呢？
Yes, God fought, that's true.
當然是神向他們爭戰爭的，但是還有誰個？
The Israelites.
是班以色列人。
So you've got to get in there and get rough.
所以你需要走入去裡面去親自做一些事。
Get in there and get dirty.
你要親落手落腳。
Even when the Middle East,
其實喺中東裏邊
，How do I describe this, Don?
點樣描述好啊 ，Don?
The Middle East is not like the West.
中東唔似西方
，Asia is not like the West.
亞洲都唔似西方
，But that's okay.
可以嘅。
They might not think the same as me.
佢哋唔係好似我咁樣諗嘢。
But I can still sit with them in unity.
但係我哋依然可以坐埋一齊喺合一裏邊。
With Arab, with Jew.
我哋同阿拉伯人同猶太人。
Who should be fighting each other?
佢哋應該互相爭鬥。
But in the Messiah, can have peace.
但喺尼賽亞裏邊，佢哋有和平。
And they can even get married to each other.
甚至乎可以互相通婚。
And a community like that is unstoppable.
一個咁樣嘅社群係冇辦法能夠停止嘅。
And it will only get bigger.
而呢個社群只會越嚟越大。
So part of our job is to share the gospel.
我哋其中一部分嘅工作就要分享福音。
And the rest of our job is not to leave.
但是余下的工作我们就要坚定不可以离开。
If we stand with them, then they will remain steady.
如果我们跟他们在一起，他们就会稳住。
And we can engage in discipleship.
我们就可以去栽培他们。
Train them in their Bible.
在圣经里面去训练他们。
Build up their infrastructure in churches and schools.
建立他们在他们的教会和他们的学校里面。
And actually really be their friends.
而真实地去做他们的朋友。
And that will attract the presence of God.
这个就会吸引上帝的同在。
And the presence of God will do amazing things.
而神的同在就会做好奇妙的事。
So I expect to see miracles.
所以我期待见到神迹。
Because it will happen.
因为是会发生。
It will happen.
会发生。
Thank you very much.
多谢大家。 有几条问题是昨天发问的，现在在场有没有人还有问题可以传给我们的 Usher。
So should we read this question?
Okay. Okay. I will read to them first.
Which one?
The first one.
Is that,
yeah,
this one?
That one. Okay.
我就会先讲第一条问题， Aaron 就会去解答这一条。这里讲到圣经上提及 过红海对以色列人的事是大事，为什么这样重复提及，对他们和我们有何意义呢？即是说上上提及过红海这件事是一件很大的事，但是对我们和他们有什么意义？
We're always talking about the Red Sea and the Exodus from Egypt.
我们常常都讲到过红海和出埃及的事。
Now I'm going to do a very Jewish thing.
我会做一件很犹太的事。
I'm going to start talking about something else.
我开始的时候会讲一下其他的事。
And I'm going to slowly bring it back to your answer.
慢慢地就回来你的答案那里。
Right. The Sabbath.
安息日。
Okay. Which we must remember.
我们一定要记住。
In the evening,
在晚上,
the father of the house will say a special prayer. And as he prays, he will thank God for creation.
当他祷告的时候，他向神感谢他创造天地。
And for making the Sabbath.
亦都多谢他做了安息日。
And that he's now in the act of remembering.
他现在就在一个纪念的时刻里面。
And then straight away he will say, and thank you for Egypt.
那立刻就会说多谢埃及。
And for the Exodus and taking us out.
以至到我们可以出埃及。
And what is the connection between the Sabbath and the Exodus?
那安息日和出埃及是有什么联系呢？
Apart from Genesis 1 is where he makes the Sabbath and the Exodus is where he reminds them of the Sabbath.
除了在创世纪第一章那里，他创造这个出埃及，和去到出埃及的时候就提翻他们安息日。
Because when God made us,
因为神创造了我们,
we were meant to be free.
我们是, 需要得到自由。
God did not make us to live in bondage.
上帝不是造我们去活在捆绑当中。
He didn't make us to live in darkness.
他不是造我们去活在黑暗里面。
He didn't make us to live under the weight of sin.
他不是创造我们去活在罪的重压底下。
We were meant to live in freedom.
我们是要活在自由里面。
And so the Exodus is the great scene of liberty.
所以出埃及是一个很得到自由的一个很伟大的情景。
The Exodus shows us the real plan of God.
出埃及给我们真正见到上帝的计划。
We're meant to be free.
人是需要有自由。
And so they're constantly making reference to the Red Sea.
所以他们不断地提及过红海。
And they're constantly repeating it.
所以他们不断地重复,
so that they can remember.
以知道他们能够记得。
And then if they remember, they're meant to be free.
如果他们记得, 他们是应该活在自由里面,
then they'll act like they're free.
他们就会活出好像一个自由人一样。
Memory must lead you into action.
我们的记忆一定要引致到有所行动。
Otherwise, it's just the good old days.
如果不是有像以前那样。
Does that answer the question?
答不答到大家的问题啊？
What's the other one?
Okay, 第二條.
舊約裡可見到,隨處都可見. In the Old Testament, we can see, and in fact, everywhere we can see, 尼賽亞的影子, the shadow of the Messiah. 怎樣才見到呢? But how can we see? 可否舉例,除了以賽亞書之外, can you give an example besides the book of the Isaiah?
Yep. Okay. How much time do you have?
我們有多少時間?
Ezekiel 34
34章,
talks about bad shepherds.
講到那些壞的牧羊人,
and that God's going to be the good shepherd.
而上帝就會做一個好的牧羊,
He's going to have to come down and be the good shepherd.
他一定要來到地上成為好的牧羊,
because we're not taking care of the widows and the orphans.
因為那些人沒有去照顧他們的孤兒寡婦.
Micah chapter 2
尼迦書第二章,
says that a great king is coming.
講到有一個很偉大的王將會來,
he will break open the way.
他就會打開這個路,
all his people will come with him.
而所有的, all
his people will come with him.
他的人就會跟他一起來.
This is Micah 2, 12 and 13.
這是尼迦書第二章第13節.
And the king is Yahweh.
這個王就是耶和華.
And then in Micah 5, he will be born in Bethlehem.
而尼迦書第五章就講到他會在伯利恆出生.
And in Zechariah, he will ride on a donkey.
在以西結書, Zechariah,撒加利亞書就講到他會坐在驢子上面.
And in the Song of Songs, he will woo his people.
在雅歌裡面就講到他會統治他的子民.
Song of Songs. Yeah? No?
What did I say?
The erotic love poem.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So it's not just in Isaiah.
所以不單止在, Yichang那書,
it's in most of the prophets.
在大部分的先知書裡面.
In Deuteronomy, God says, I will raise up a prophet like you, Moses.
在生命記裡面講到,我會興起一個先知好像摩西尼那樣.
So you look for a prophet.
所以你會找一個先知.
In the book of Daniel, it will be the Son of Man.
但以利書就講到是人子,
okay, he'll be the judge of the world.
他就會成為全地一個審判者.
And in the Psalms, it will be the son.
在詩篇裡面, 他就是那位兒子.
And in the Proverbs, it will be the son.
在Proverbs, 箴言裡面,
yes.
He is the son.
Yeah, the son again. Is in
也都是兒子.
One day I'll find it. Yes, and so it's not just in Isaiah.
所以不是單單在以賽亞書,
but it's in a lot of the Hebrew Bible.
而在希伯來聖經裡面好多都出現.
Isaiah is one of the biggest books, of course, and it's the one we all know.
以賽亞書是其中一個最主要的書, 因為大家都熟悉.
But it's also hinted there in all of the Bible.
而其實是在整本聖經都有.
Okay. This one?
Yeah, this one. 這裏就講到以色列人猶太人是很有好奇心 改變香港教會需要怎樣去配合, 以及我們可以怎樣跟CMJ在以色列的工作配合.
Alrighty.
The curiosity, you remember this one?
Yep. Okay. Another little story.
好, 另外一個小的故事.
At Christmas time,
在聖誕節的時候,
in Israel,
在以色列,
the government of Israel gives Christians free trees.
以色列政府給基督徒一些免費的樹.
Yeah, so they grow Christmas trees for us.
所以他們就為我們種聖誕樹.
And at Christmas, they chop them down and give them to us.
聖誕就斬了下來給我們.
So every Christmas, we have a real tree.
我們每個聖誕節都有棵真樹.
Smelling the house out.
這樣就可以香氣滿整間屋都是.
So every year, I take a tree into my house.
每一年我就拿棵樹回家,
and you know, with the children, you decorate it and make it look really pretty.
跟小孩子一起去, 裝飾這棵樹就很漂亮,
and you plug it in and turn the lights on.
咁我哋插著佢啦, 就有燈啦,
and then you get a knock on the door.
跟住就有人敲門喎,
and it's the little rabbi from upstairs.
係樓上嚟嘅一位拉比,
who says, hello, I was just popping by, and oh, is that a tree? Can I come in and have a look?
咁我即係嚟敲門嘅啫。呢棵係有棵樹喺度啊，我可唔可以入嚟睇啊？
Jewish people are very curious.
猶太人係好好奇嘅。
And at last Christmas Eve,
上一個聖誕前夕,
at Christchurch, we had 1,500 Israelis come and visit.
在Christchurch裏面我們有 1,500人來到我們當中。
Okay, and they wanted to see our tree.
他們想看看我們的樹,
and to hear our Christmas carols.
聽我們的聖誕歌,
and to eat our food and to drink our wine.
吃我們的東西和喝我們的酒。
And they wanted to hear our story.
想聽我們的故事。
So we told them that, you know, Christmas, it's not a Christian story.
咁我們就跟他們說, 其實聖誕節不是基督徒的故事來的。
It's a Jewish story.
是一個猶太人的故事。
It's about a Jewish boy.
是一個猶太人的孩子,
born to Jewish parents.
咁是生,
in a Jewish town.
一對猶太人的父母,
as the Jewish Messiah.
城市出生, 是猶太人的尼賽亞。
So if I was you,
如果我是你,
I would make Christmas a special event here too.
咁我就會, 將聖誕節在這裡都變成一個特別的時刻。
Sing lots of Christmas carols.
唱多些聖誕歌。
Have lots of free food.
有很多免費的食物。
And allow people to come and see you.
讓人可以來去看看你。
To hear your Christmas carols.
聽下你的聖誕歌。
And then have the first four chapters of the book of Luke.
我們就要有路加福音頭那四章,
available as a free gift.
咁就印證聖經作為一個免費禮物。
This is the story.
呢個就係個故事啦。
Has nothing to do with Santa Claus.
係同聖誕老人冇關嘅。
And you can tell them that.
你可以咁樣同佢講。
Okay. When Israeli tourists visit.
當以色列嘅遊客嚟到嘅時候,
then I don't know if you have do you have national holidays here?
我哋有冇一個 國慶國家嘅日日?
Do you have special foods attached to them?
我哋有冇特別嘅食物嘅? 我哋呢啲日子都唔到。
Make something up.
我哋創一啲嘢出嚟。
And you can invite them.
可以邀請佢哋啦。
So this is a little bit about Hong Kong for you.
咁就係呢啲關於香港嘅俾你明白。
And make it honest.
咁我哋都好誠實。
Make it real.
係好真實地。
Don't make it free.
Then
they'll get suspicious.
Don't make it free.
Don't make it free.
唔好免費喎, 因為咁佢哋就開始懷疑㗎啦。
But the hospitality is a very Jewish thing.
但係我哋熱情嘅款待其實係好猶太嘅事情嚟嘅。
So I would start that way.
所以我就會咁樣開始。
Okay, I would make yourselves open and welcoming and known as a place of welcome.
咁我就會咁樣開放自己啦，讓佢哋去知道我哋啦，去打開我哋自己。
And Christmas can be a big thing because everybody loves a baby.
而聖誕節係一件好大嘅事，因為個個人都好中意細路哥，BB仔。 So we get curious about their synagogue too?
Yes, you should go and visit their synagogues.
咁我哋都可以去探訪佢哋嘅會堂。
And ask them, how they do things.
咪問下佢哋點樣做事啦。
Not in any form of judging, but as in a very honest question.
咁就唔係用一個審判嘅態度，但係你可以問一啲好誠實嘅問題。
And then see if they will also take a visit to your church.
咁就睇下佢哋會唔會嚟你嘅教會探下你啦。
But the point is to be honest.
嗰個重點就係我哋要誠實。
Open and friendly.
我哋要開放同埋友善。
Even if they offend you.
就算佢哋冒犯我哋都好。
There are lots of questions.
Oh gosh, Don, you want to do a few of these?
This simple one.
Oh, simple one.
In Israel, how many
Jewish
people?
Oh, in Israel, okay. In Israel today,
在以色列今天,
there are about 15,000 Jewish believers.
大約有15,000個猶太信徒。
15,000,
yeah. 15,000,
15,000個。 So it's very small.
所以是很少。
Because there's 5.5 million Jews there.
因為那裡有 550萬的猶太人。
Lots of work to go.
所以我們有很多工作要做。
Okay.
haven't told them the question. Let me read the question to them.
你鼓勵我們在以色列跟猶太人傳福音, 但是很難每個人都到以色列宣教怎麼做好呢?
No, CMJ today operates a lot in Israel.
今天CMJ在以色列有很多的工作,
but in the past, Israel was only a part of its mission.
但是在过往, 以色列只是CMJ一部分的工作,
it used to be in over 40 countries.
CMJ used to be in 40
countries. 40 countries.
CMJ以前是在40个国家里面都有,
it had missionaries in Morocco all the way through to China.
他们有宣教士在摩洛哥一路去到中国,
wherever you found Jews, there was a CMJ mission.
你在哪里找到犹太人, 就会找到有CMJ的宣教士.
But that changed after World War II.
但是在第二次大战之后改变了,
because World War II killed most of the Jews.
因为第二次大战杀害了很多犹太人,
and it killed most of the missionaries,
也都将很多这些宣教士都杀死,
because they were Jewish Christians.
因为他们其实是犹太信徒.
And the Nazis or the communists took all our buildings.
而那些纳粹和共产就拿了他们的建筑物,
pretty much lost most of it.
差不多他们失去了所有的东西.
So CMJ is now in the United Kingdom, South Africa, America, Australia, Ireland.
所以CMJ现在就在英国, 在美国, 在爱尔兰, 在澳洲, 和南非.
And as we grow and recover,
当我们一路成长和去复原的时候,
then we hope to open up other CMJ centers.
我们希望开更多的CMJ的中心,
and so we can expand the work, not just in Israel.
以至我们可以发展我们的工作,不单单在以色列.
Although Israel is our focus.
虽然以色列是我们的焦点,
because that's where most of the Jews are now.
因为大部分犹太人, 今天的犹太人在那里.
So yes, it's true, not everyone can go to Israel.
所以是真的,不是每一个人都可以去到以色列.
But that does not mean you can not support the work.
但是不是说你不可以支持这个工作,
or be prepared to talk to Jews wherever you meet them.
所以你要常常预备好, 无论在哪里遇到犹太人都去跟他们聊聊天.
And you will probably go on holidays to America or to Australia.
你或者会去美国或者去澳洲度假,
and you might meet some there.
你就会在那里遇到一些,
and then you shouldn't be afraid to talk to them.
你应该不用怕去跟他们聊天.
Invite them to Hong Kong.
邀请他们来香港,
invite them to come to your house,
邀请他们来我们家,
and become their friends,
而成为他们的朋友,
you'll be amazed what will happen.
你就会很惊讶有什么事会发生.
Israelis,
以色列人,
after they finish the army,
他们服完兵役之后,
go traveling,
他们就去周游列国.
And they're young,
他们很年轻,
they're enthusiastic,
也都很有热情,
and they're poor,
但是就很没钱,
so you can offer them a floor for the night.
如果你可以给到他们,
they just might say yes.
他差不多一定会,
Israel might not, you might not go to Israel, but Israel might come to you.
以色列,
you can even contact, I think, the Israeli embassy.
你甚至乎可以去联络以色列的领事馆.
And you can tell them your house is available.
你说话不是你的房子是available,或者你朋友的房子是available,他的家是available,可以的,家是可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的,可以的 當佢哋入去嘅時候
，they'll even see a mezuzah on the door。
佢就見到喺個門框嗰度有個門楣，mezuzah經文啊。
Israel can come to you。
以色列可以嚟到你嗰度。
Although if you come to Israel，
雖然如果你去以色列嘅話
，I'll give you a job。
我就俾一份工俾你。
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. Let me read that to them first.
我想參與以色列嘅服事，但係簽證好難。點樣可以容易進入以色列參與機構嘅服事？
Okay. I'm going to tell you another story.
好，又有第二個故事講俾大家聽。
I was in Israel for 8 days. Okay. I was in Israel for 8 days.
有一次我喺以色列八日。
And I'm ready to talk to Jews, witness to Jews.
我就嗰時預備好向猶太人去講見證。
And the very first person that came up and asked me about God.
而第一個走嚟問我關於神嘅事。
Was a Chinese man.
係一個中國人。
No. No, his name was Zhang Wei.
佢個名就叫做張偉。
I think. And he was from northeastern China.
佢就係嚟自東北，喺中國東北。
And he wanted to know about God.
佢想認識神。
But he was too scared to seek the Chinese church.
但係佢就唔夠膽去華人教會。
So somehow he got a job in Israel.
佢就喺以色列揾到份工。
And while he was in Israel, he thought, I will learn about God here.
咁去到以色列，佢就話我要喺呢度認識神。
So then he came to Christchurch.
咁佢就嚟到 Christchurch.
And the first person he saw walking out of the church.
而第一個喺教堂裏邊出嚟嘅人
was me.
就係我啦。
And he walked up to me and said, Tell me about God.
咁就嚟到我面前就話向我講出同我講關於神嘅事。
So I said, Okay.
我話好啊。
How much do you know about God?
你認識神有幾多啊
？Nothing.
佢話咩都唔認識。
Have you read the Bible?
有冇讀過聖經
？No.
冇。
Have you ever prayed?
你有冇祈過禱
？No.
冇。
Have you ever been to a church?
有冇去過教會
？No.
冇。
Wow, we have a lot of work to do.
哦，好多工作要做。
And so he was the first person I ever witnessed to, was Chinese.
佢就係我第一個講見證嘅一個人，係一個中國人。
And he told me how difficult it was to get a visa for Israel.
佢就話俾我哋聽，要攞到以色列嘅簽證係幾咁困難。
So yeah, I know it's hard.
所以我知道係好困難。
yes. So it's probably it is difficult for Chinese people to go to Israel when they want.
所以係嘅，係對中國人嚟講，佢哋要去想去以色列嘅時候係好困難。
But it's not impossible.
但係唔係冇可能。
Because he did.
因為呢個人都去到。
And we've seen more and more Chinese groups go to Israel.
我就見到越嚟越多呢啲中國人嘅團去到。
So there must be some type of relationship Israel has with China now.
咁一定係以色列同中國大家之間有咗一份嘅關係。
And if you want to serve with a mission,
如果你想喺一個宣教團體裏邊去侍奉。
The mission can help you get your visa.
这个团体可以帮你拿签证。
You have an embassy here, yes?
我们在这里有以色列领事馆。
So I think you can visit as a tourist.
我们可以作为旅客这样去。
But if you want to stay longer, then you need us or another mission organization to help you.
如果你想留耐一点的话，你就需要我们或者另外一个的宣教机构去帮助。
You're right, it's not easy.
你係講得啱嘅，係唔容易。
But it's not impossible.
但係唔係冇可能。
Not for God.
對神嚟講唔係冇可能。
But if you don't go to Israel, then Israel can come to you.
但如果你唔去以色列，以色列可以嚟到你嗰度。好，呢個問題係問我哋應該引用口傳傳統去解釋新約聖經。到哪個程度呢
？Okay. Question.
問題。
Do you need to read the Bible to be saved?
你需唔需要讀聖經以致得救
？What's the answer?
答案係乜嘢
？No.
唔需要。
Okay. So you don't need to read the Bible to be saved.
好，咁大家唔需要讀聖經以致得救。
Well, that's me out of a job.
咁我冇嘢做咯。
Okay, so yes, you don't need to read the Bible to be saved, but you know it's important.
係，我哋唔需要讀聖經以致得救，不過我哋知道係好重要。
Because now, God has revealed himself to you.
因为而家神就向我哋去启示。
And you are in a relationship with the living God.
而我哋就系同一位永生神有一个关系。
When you're in a relationship,
当我哋喺关系里边嘅时候
，you want to get to know this person.
我哋想认识对方。
So, how do you find out about God?
咁我哋点样可以认识神呢
？You read about him.
我哋去读关于佢嘅事。
What does he like?
佢中意啲乜嘢
？What doesn't he like？
佢唔中意啲乜嘢
？What does he do？
佢做嘅乜嘢
？What doesn't he do？
佢唔做嘅系乜嘢
？How should I imitate him？
我点样可以仿效佢
？What does he want me to do？
佢想我做啲乜嘢
？So reading the Bible in its Jewish context，
所以我哋用犹太人嘅背景嚟读圣经
，deepens that relationship that you have with God，
令到我哋同神之间嘅关系能够更深入。
And that's why the Hebraic roots of the Bible
就係咁嘅緣故，聖經嘅猶太根源
are very important
係非常重要嘅。
And you will find
你就會揾到
that as you read the New Testament in its Jewish context，
當你用猶太背景嚟讀新約聖經嘅時候
，you will discover a richer understanding of the Messiah。
你就會發現你對尼賽亞嘅認識都會豐富咗。
You can fall in love with Jesus all over again.
你會愛上重新去愛上耶穌。
And you're getting closer again to the heart of God.
你更加親接近得到上帝嘅內心。
And so, I would encourage everyone.
所以我會鼓勵每一個。
To look at the Hebrew roots of the New Testament.
去睇下新約嘅希伯來根源。
So when Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven,
当耶稣讲到天国嘅时候
which he does all the time,
佢系常常都咁讲
every parable starts, the kingdom of heaven is like this, the kingdom of heaven is like that.
每一个比喻都系咁样开始嘅，天国就好比喻系咁样。
Then I think we should know something about the kingdom of heaven.
咁我谂我哋应该明白多啲关于天国系咩嚟嘅。
But it can't be a Christian term.
但系呢个唔会系基督教嘅词语啊。
Because there's no Christians yet.
因為當時未有基督徒
，so we have to understand it as a Jewish term。
咁我哋一定要係明白佢作為一個猶太人嘅説話。
Will give us a richer, deeper meaning of those parables。
就會俾到我哋更豐富同埋更深入去明白嗰個比喻啦。
Which can only make us better disciples of Jesus。
咁就只會令到我哋更成為一個更好嘅主耶穌嘅門徒。
So that would be my encouragement to you。
呢個就係我對大家嘅鼓勵。
I might have to answer this one tomorrow.
You want to answer it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll try and read it.
什么是以赛亚书49章15到16节的真正意义呢？16节的长是神是什么意思呢？是耶城为止的西墙吗？即是耶路撒冷现在的北墙吗？还是将来的圣殿重建的墙呢？
Oh no, this is it. That's okay. Right. The, like anything, when we read Bible, we should put it into its context.
当我们读圣经的时候，一定要摆放在圣经的上文下理里面。
And so,The Isaiah 49,
以赛亚书四十九章
is talking about the future.
系讲紧将来
trying to give comfort to a people who think that they've been forgotten.
去尝试俾一班以为自己被遗忘嘅人一啲安慰
Because at the time of Isaiah,
因为喺以赛亚嘅时候
gods were still territorial.
神他们明白神依然是一个很跟地区有关的
God was the God of Israel within Israel
神是以色列的神就在以色列国里面而已
But somehow when you left Israel
但是当你离开了以色列地的时候
further away from God
你就会离开了神
And God's through the prophet God is saying that that's not true
而透過先知，上帝就話唔係咁樣嘅。
That the Lord has not forgotten His people.
上帝冇忘記到佢嘅子民。
That they are engraven on His hand.
佢就係被刻喺佢嘅手上。
And He will rebuild the walls of the city.
佢就會俾佢哋見到城牆。
Okay, and that is a place.
呢個係一個地方。
And so for Jewish people, this is comfort.
所以對猶太人來說，這個是他們的安慰。
Because God will restore a place.
因為神會復興這個地方。
And so in this passage he will also talk about mountains, and he will talk about the highways and the deserts.
所以在這段的經文裡面會講到這些的道路啊，這些的 I forgot the word.
And the land, even though it is destroyed,
雖然這個地是被毀滅，
will once again flourish and blossom.
会再一次蓬勃起来。
And so for Jewish people, this is a strong word of comfort.
所以对犹太人来讲，这个是很强烈的，给他们一份很大的安慰。
Because the land is the people.
因为个地是属于那班人。
And God is in charge of the land and the people.
上主是管理这个地和那班人。
Even though today,
就算今天
okay, we often think about God as being the king of the world,
我们会想上帝是全世界的王，
which is true,
是真的，
okay, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world,
无论你在世界哪个地方，
you can always pray,
你常常可以祷告，
and he is still your God,
他依然是你的神，
and Jewish people today would think that,
犹太人今天会这样想，
okay, but in Isaiah's day,
在以赛亚的时候，
it is a little different.
是不同。
And so you often find in the Bible a strong connection to the land.
所以我们会见到在圣经里面跟个地是很有联系的。
And another reason why God is very adamant about putting Israel back in the land.
所以也都是这样，神是很看重要将以色列摆回在这个地那里。
For him to show himself true to the world,
让神要向世界证明他是真实的。
He's got to put his people back.
他一定要将他的人摆回在他的地上。
It's not for Israel's benefit.
不是为到以色列的利益。
It's for the name of God to be great.
是为到神的名去将他伟大。
He does this for his name's sake.
是为到他名的缘故。
Because he's going to bring the people back in unbelief.
因为他们依然在不信里面的时候，神已经带回他们回去。
Even if they don't care about God, God is going to do it.
他们就算是完全不理会上帝，上帝都会照顾他们。
And So he's not will he, God will not forget.
所以神
engraven on his hands.
是不会忘记他们，刻他的名字刻在他的手那里。
The walls, the buildings in Israel.
那些城墙，那些建筑物在以色列地那里。
At the time of Isaiah.
在以赛亚的时候，
the houses made up the wall.
那些屋就造成这埲墙。
Houses were built back to back.
那些屋是背对背这样起。
And that made a wall around the community.
这样就造成了这个社群的一埲墙。
So the wall is the house.
所以那个城墙就是那些屋。
Which is where the people will live.
就是那些人住在里面。
Okay. So your walls, your houses, your places of dwelling,are always before me.
所以你的墙，你所住的地方，常常在我面前。
You will be back in your land, and I will be your God.
你会翻翻去你的地嗰度，我会成为你的神。
Okay, that's a good question.
正统犹太教徒是很爱神的，但是为什么神不向他们启示基督就是耶稣呢？
Right. This is true. Orthodox Jews love God very much.
是真的，正统犹太教徒是很爱神。
They are very passionate for God.
是非常热爱神的。
And a lot of them long for the Messiah.
是很，他们很多个都很期望弥赛亚降临。
So why doesn't God reveal himself to them? The answer is this. Bad shepherds. They have their leadership. Will not let them read Isaiah 53. Will interpret the prophecies in a different way. Will tell them lies about Christians.
Okay.
The people are suffering from bad leadership.
那些人是在这些这么坏的领导底下是受苦。
The same is true of the church.
那在教会里面都是一样的情况。
The church has some bad leaders in it.
那在教会里面都有很多坏的领袖。
Teaching the people that Jesus is not the only way to heaven anymore.
教那些人耶稣不是唯一去到天国的道路。
Yeah, we know this, yes.
是不是啊?
And these are bad shepherds.
这些是坏的牧者。
So one of the things we should do is pray that God will remove bad shepherds.
其中一件事我们可以做的就是向主祈求，希望祂拿走这些坏的牧者。
But even if they've got bad shepherds,
就算他们有这些坏的牧者,
God still reveals himself.
上帝继续会彰显祂自己。
And so Orthodox people are coming to faith.
正统人在教导是,
God isn't leaving them alone.
开始进入这个信仰, 上帝没有留下他们不理,
it's just not going fast enough for some of us.
但是对我们来说可能不够快,
but it is happening.
但是是发生着。
So which is the last one?
The second last, the third one.
Okay, picture and
the last one.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, let me read the question.
Okay.
相片 像和畫可以令到我們回想紀念，為什麼神不讓我們有這些形象呢？
Okay. How much time have I got left? Another story.
好，有第二個故事。
Okay. It is true that God says, don't make graven images.
是真的，神就说到不要为你们自己做像。
Don't have idols, don't have pictures, don't make any representation of man or anything in heaven.
不要做这些偶像，不要做任何好像这些人那样的像。
Yes, God did say that, right?
是神真的这么说，是吗？
Yep, that's in Exodus 20.
是，这个就是出埃及记第20章。
We all know what happened when Israel made a cow.
我们大家都知道当以色列人做一只牛的时候，
lots of people died.
很多人死了。
And then God says, go make a temple.
接着神就叫他们去做一个殿。
And before the priest can go into the temple, he must wash his hands.
而当祭司进入殿之前，他要洗他的手。
On a big bowl.
是一个很大的洗浊盆。
That sat on top of.
那就是站在什么上面呢？
12 cows.
12只牛。
One cow bad.
一隻牛已經夠壞,
12 cows good.
12隻牛就好。
Okay. And then you would go into the temple.
那你就會進入個殿裡面。
And on the curtains, you will see pictures of angels.
在那些, 幔子那裡你就會見到天使的像。
But God said, don't make things like this.
但是神就說不要這樣做。
Okay. If I go around Israel as a tourist,
如果我在以色列, 作為一個旅客,
I can go into ancient synagogues.
我就可以進入古代的會堂。
And on the floor of the ancient synagogue,
在古代會堂的地下上面,
will be a mosaic,
就會有這些馬賽克圖,
of a zodiac,
就是十二星座的圖。
And I can say, what is that doing here?
我就會說, 這個東西在這裡做什麼?
So what is it doing there?
在那裡做什麼?
It's because the zodiac 2,000 years ago did not mean what it means today.
因为星座在2000年前跟今天的星座是不一样的意思的。
Okay. The people were not worshipping 12 cows.
当时的人不是敬拜12只牛,
but they were worshipping one cow.
他们是敬拜一只牛。
Okay. At the time of Jesus, the zodiac didn't have anything to do with astrology.
在耶稣的时期, 这些星座是跟天上的星无关。
Have a guess what it had to do with?
你猜一下跟什么有关?
The messianic plan of God.
就是神这个弥赛亚的计划。
Okay. What is the star sign for Leo?
Leo.
It's a lion.
獅子座嗰個嘅標誌係乜嘢？
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
其實就係猶大獅子。
Star sign for Virgo, Betula in Hebrew, Virgin.
而處女座嗰個嘅標誌係點樣？
Why would you put a virgin on the ground?
點解要擺個處女喺個地板上面咧？
Because it's in Isaiah.
因為係喺以賽亞書。
Okay. The star sign for Sagittarius. Don't know.
人馬座。 Okay. 人馬座點解會有呢個標記？
In Hebrew is a man crushing a snake.
喺希伯來文就係一個人踩緊一條蛇。
Which comes from Genesis 3.
係嚟自創世記第三章。
In Hebrew, 2,000 years ago, it did not mean astrology.
在希伯来文2000年前,不是讲天上的星。
Okay, so you can use art to help you remember.
你可以用一些艺术作品来帮我们明白,帮我们记得。
Even the Jewish people did.
就算犹太人都是这么做。
And still do.
他们继续都是这么做。
You just have to be careful that it doesn't become an idol. But really, our real idols today are things like money. probably don't have to worry. Okay. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
我们希望我们姊妹有机会去认识更加多你向世界很多不同的地方，你今天是怎样招聚你当时你的选民，你今天仍然很信实地去继续去爱他们，让他们更加明白原来你一早在拣选他们之前，你没有遗弃过他们，你都藉着一帮我们外邦的信徒，你用我们的不论在我们的信仰方面，我们的行为方面，我们都愿意是被你所使用， 去使我们每一个信主的基督徒，用我们都懂得我们同有位主，我们同有本真是来自你所真是默示的圣经，用我们好好做好我们你所呼召我们每一个人的本分，用我们认识我们的信仰，也都用我们去回应你在我们生命当中的呼召，去祝福我们都会每一个，也都祝福两位讲员，用我们更加是有体力有精神去应付接下来几场的聚会的，我们求你去施恩 我们祈祷奉靠我们主耶稣的圣名，
好，
祝祝福大家。